Hello?
What up?
Hey, what up, man?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. How about you?
Same old shit. Different day.
Well, that's cool. I'm Fagel Lover.
What's that?
I'm Fagel Lover.
Oh, what's up, dog? I'm Jamie Madrox. Pleasure to meet you, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, man.
Word up.
Hey, I'm gonna let Juggler Fagel get in an interview.
All right.
We got some music in the background and shit, man. It's fresh.
All right, word.
Alright, man.
Oh, so what are you guys gonna retype it, or are you guys just gonna play it as an audio track?
We got the audio, and then we're gonna do a type out.
Oh, fresh as hell.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
First off, what's new with you, and how's life treating you?
What's new with me? Let's see. Working on Black Magic.
Yeah.
Recording the real Dark Lotus album. And what's life like? The hotline daily. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Put it down on the hotline. Anybody don't know, that's 313-438-2812. Twisted Serial Killing Hotline, motherfucker.
I check that shit out every day, my friend.
A lot of juggalos do. You know what I'm saying? That's why we do it. That's why we put forth the extra effort daily.
Hell yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying?
Knowing it.
Juggalos too.
Fuck yeah.
Bird.
So what'd you like to do as a kid? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up on the east side of Detroit on a street called Tacoma. As a kid, what did I like to do? I like to collect G.I. Joe figures and Transformers and dress up like Batman and run around the house and annoy my motherfucking parents.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's what I did.
So what was your favorite cereal as a kid?
But you know how that goes.
Yeah. So what's your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bird life. Hey, they got Lucky Charms, like little, like gummy, like, you know how they do, like, for little kids, the little gummy characters or whatever?
Yeah.
They got that shit for Lucky Charms. I just copped some today at the motherfucking Myers, and I'm about to eat them motherfuckers tonight.
Oh, for hell real? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let everybody know what they taste like and if they keeping it real for Lucky Charms.
Speaking of Lucky Charms, man, what's your favorite marshmallow shape?
The four-leaf clover, motherfucker, because it's the closest thing to a pot leaf in the motherfucking box.
And it's green, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So we got love for the greeny green.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Well, we got about a million people emailing us this question.
Okay.
How the fuck do you get your hair like it is, and how does it stay like that?
You have to mummify your hair with rubber bands. You just fucking put it real tight and yank it till your fucking hair's about to rip out of your head, and then just coat it all the way to the end with rubber bands until it stands up on its own.
Hell yeah.
That's tight.
Just fall in, go to the bottom, and redo it with rubber bands, and it'll stand back up again.
All right. Sweet.
That's
sweet.
Tight.
Our most tasteless the album, whose idea was it to remake and remix the ICP track from way back when, first day out?
It was a collaboration of Violent J and Twisted. We all sat down and we were like, it would be an honor to remake an ICP classic, and we started kicking around ideas of what we could do, and first day out was just it just clicked. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got this big ass smile on their face, and you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, it was the shit.
That's tight. It's a great song.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hell yeah.
Both
the original is a great song, and we hope that we, you know what I'm saying, paid homage to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Wicked Clowns, motherfucker.
You just made it like 1,000 times fresher, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's hell cool. Yeah. Okay, this is from a ninja. Dead Body Man from Massachusetts asks, during the in-store tour when the Jekyll Brothers was released, you guys rode to the in-store in like a cell made from plastic. What was it like in there, seeing all the juggalos as you roll by?
It was kind of a mixture of fuck, I'm trying to find the words. Boredom was one of them. at that point in our whatever you want to call it, career, whatever, we weren't very popular amongst the juggalos. Like, let's say, two out of every four people would actually know who we were, and the other two thought we were just like, you know, like the ape boy, just another ninja in a showcase, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the people who did know who we were like, you know, come on, man, you gotta sign this, and we were all fresh and restrained in straitjackets, so, you know, we couldn't sign shit, so that was kind of a bummer on that aspect. But other than that, it was the shit, though, because we got to see everybody, so, you
that is tight. Okay.
Yep.
This is from another ninja.
All right.
Deadmos from Minnesota asks, he says that he's noticed a lot of sites have been questioning Dark Lotus about the message that's behind it. Some say it's just magic, some say it's more than that, and some even say it's about God. He would like to know what you feel about that, and what, if there is, what is the message?
Well, only thing I can tell you, I can't speak for every member of the Lotus Pod, but I can speak for my own personal self, and I would say my interpretation of what the Dark Lotus album, the message behind it is don't take for granted what you got, and that's family. Because regardless of how bad things can get in life, no matter how fucked rest up, but I will say the latter portion of the tracks are more or less a release. For juggalos, you know what I'm saying? You get angry and pissed, and you just pop on Headache, and you're just like, fuck yeah, I feel so much.
Fuck yeah,
hell yeah, it's like one of the best songs on there, man. They're all fresh.
The album is like medication for the criminally insane. That's what the fuck
it is. Yup,
that's great.
Yup, that's right.
That's what I get out of it. That's my outtake on the motherfuckers.
Knowing it.
Alright.
What was your favorite psychopathic concert that you were part of so far?
That would have to be, oh shit, it's a toss up. It's definitely a toss up between the last Hallowicked, where we got to wear the Batman costumes on stage.
That was fresh.
That was without a doubt goes down in my history books.
Yeah, you guys come out with a smile ear to ear. That was the shit.
Well, because of the fact that we wanted to do it, we didn't know if people were going to think that it was stupid, but we were like, fuck that. We're Juggalos too, and it's Halloween, and we're dressing up in this motherfucker just like every other Juggalo in the motherfucker audience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So that was flavor for me. I thought that was the shit. And also, this year's gathering was off the heezy for sheezy.
Yup.
Just being a part of it, and you know what I'm saying? And that was a landmark in Juggalo history with the first appearance of Dark Lotus. You know what I'm saying? That,
yup.
That's like a it's an even tie between the two of them.
Oh, that's tight. So, your Batman story on Twisted.com is the shit, first off. And can we expect to add any mad flavor to those to the comic by adding any pictures?
Well, you're referring to the comic book that
you're writing on Twisted.com.
Yeah, only reason what I do is when I write a chapter, I do like a quick little sketch, just as like some sort of a visual, because a lot of the times people that go to Twisted.com, a lot of computers aren't able to get, I believe it's called Flash. I'm not too hip.
Okay, is there any more rare shit produced by the likes of you and Monoxide from way back in the day that you can maybe compile another cryptic collection, or is it pretty much all set?
Well, I won't say any. I'll speculate if I must, and I'll speculate and say that you can always expect a cryptic collection album. You know what I mean? Because in between the periods of releasing a national album and other flavor that we do, there's always songs that don't actually make the cut, different takes of songs, and different shit like that. And Juggalos love to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So we're more than happy to, you know, bring it for them. You know what I mean?
That's tight.
Hell yeah.
Okay. At NAW after Hallowicked in 1996, while HOK was chilling in the crowd as ISSI All-Stars, did you ever think that one day you would be part of Psychopathic Records?
Okay, I'm confused because, alright, wait, well, maybe you're confused. Okay, let me clear it up. ISSI was Blaze Your Dead Homie, Monoxide Child, and Jamie Madrox. That was ISSI. When we were in House of Crazies, and we were at the Hallowicked show, and we performed, did we ever imagine that we were going to be a part of Psychopathic Records? No. But we felt like we felt very welcome in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, I'll never take that for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bye. Got you.
Okay. So what's up with you and the green hat? You mentioned it in $85 an hour and Cryptic Collection 2.
Right.
Your alter ego, Big Stanks, wearing one of Big Money Hustlers.
Okay. The green hat was a inside joke between ICP and Twisted. In like the first pressing of Most Tasteless era, we had got into a fight in a Waffle House in Greenfield, Indiana, I believe is the place where it went down. Mm-hmm. And the whole fight started over me wearing a lime green hat. I was sitting there at the table with like Shaggy and a couple road, you know, guys from the crew or whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody was scattered out. They were like, okay. And before I knew it, you know, the shit hit the fan and their jaws were flying everywhere, and it was all because of my green fucking hat. That's why I went down. So it was a personal joke of ours. You know, we all spent the night in R5, which was a jail cell, a holding tank, and everybody cracked had, you know, lots of jokes and shit about the green hat. If it wasn't for your fucking green hat, we wouldn't be here right now and all this shit. We got the Greenfield hospitality from the police and signed lots of autographs, and they took our fingerprints, and it was really fun.
Damn. That's cool. Damn.
Here we go. This is another one from a Juggalo. It goes, Jamario from faggot-ass Farmington Hills asks, if complete anarchy and chaos broke out due to a giant asteroid hurling towards the Earth, what would you do in your few days left before the asteroid blew this fucking dirtball?
What would I do in my few days left? I would probably do a lot of fucking. I'd probably try to get all the busting of the nuts that I could possibly last 2 days that I had to live. Eat as much Lucky Charms as I could possibly
eat.
Consume as much peach Faygo and all the Faygo flavors that I can get my hands on before all the looters loot the stores of them. And probably crack open my G.I. Joe collection and play with them one last time for old time kids' sake.
No smoking?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a understood. You know, that's a given. I'm smoking when I'm fucking. I'm smoking when I'm drinking. I'm when I'm eating cereal and I'm smoking toys.
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
That's right. All right.
A comet was hurtling at the Earth. I think that a lot of the bud houses would be a little dry for a few days because they'd probably be smoking, trying to calm their own damn nerves.
That's right. That's right.
Next to impossible to find a sack, but luckily I sit on an ounce all the time.
Yup.
Fuck yeah.
A question for you. It's for your homie Little Shank.
All right.
We are wondering if and when a solo album is going to drop.
All right. Well, on behalf of Little Shank, I will say that there was an album that was started. It only got about 4 to 5 tracks deep. Some of the tracks were altered and added additional lyrics by the other writer members that came out on the Dumpin' album. Like, I'm trying to think, like, Where My Niggas At Putting It Down. Like, yeah. That was supposed to be on Little Shank's album. There's a few songs, so, you know what I mean? So some of that material already got out to the ears of the Juggalos. Some of it didn't. And you might even see something like that on a Cryptic collection. That's my speculation. You may see a Little Shank solo. I don't know, but
that'd be the shit.
But yeah, one way or another, all the unbefore heard type shit will get to the ears of the Juggalos if I have my hand in the way, motherfucker.
Okay, that's tight.
Right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All
right.
It's from another Juggalo. Dark Carney Juggalo from Texas asks, do you plan on dropping any more horrorcore type shit like you did back in the day? Shit like old school Mr. Bones.
Okay. Let me speculate again.
All right.
Say that for the horrorcore needs of the Juggalos, you can expect. This is my speculation. Now you can expect the House of Crazies albums to be repressed by Psychopathic in the year to come. I want to speculate and say in the next 4 to 5 months.
Fuck yeah.
Anything in the background while the music's playing. None of that bullshit. I'm talking about the real deal shit, just like it was released back in the day, but released the right way on the motherfucking hatchet.
That is right.
That's tight.
Right.
Alright.
Okay.
Some faggot with the Eminem screen name wants to know if Blaze can have babies since he is dead.
I don't know. I'm sure I can raise the question to Blaze if I can find him. Let me see if he's floating around here and see what his take on that is.
Hell yeah.
Alright, hold on. I'm gonna see. Hold on. Blaze!
Yeah.
A question from a juggahole with the fucking Eminem screen name wants to know, since you're dead, can you still have babies? I'm not touching your nutsack with a 10-foot pole, so I'm asking you the question directly. Tell the Juggalos. You talking to Blaze, your dead homie, or Jenny Maddox, motherfucker?
Both of you, man. If you either know, you know what I'm saying?
Are we going to come out with a baby cover, motherfucker?
It's rumor. Yeah. It's rumor,
Blaze, man. Yeah.
It was originally printed.
I'm going to give the phone back to Jenny Maddox, and he's going to fucking answer your question, motherfucker.
Hey, can you play Fatter Whack with us later, man?
Fatter Whack with you anytime, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right.
Fresh.
Alright, here's Madrox. Okay, baby covers for Twisted, is that ever going to come out? Speculation is, I don't know, but I would say if it would, look for it at the next gathering in Denver, Colorado, motherfucker.
So it's in Denver
now, right?
That's what I'm hearing. That's all.
Okay, Now I got some questions about the upcoming Twisted album. First off, have you started production at all at Black Magic?
Wait, say the question again.
Have you started any production of a Black Magic CD?
No, actually, all of the recording for Black Magic will start during when ICP and Blaze go to Canada for, I think it is a week or 2 weeks. We're gonna start then. We're gonna sit down with a clean slate and see what we come up with. And a lot of this shit has changed for that too, because at first it was supposed to be a lot of old hair bands and wolf band covers and shit like that. And the more we talk about it, we're talking about doing original material.
That's fresh, man.
That's pretty fresh.
I cannot wait.
Okay, now, you got any special guests on the album that you want to have?
For Black Magic?
Yeah.
Only special guest that it's a possibility that you may hear is would probably be Violent J or Blaze.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're the only two that are really apt to get on the mic and scream and get their, you know, their woof on.
Yeah, that's right.
Try to get their rock and roll, and Violent J does that very well, and we've collaborated on harmonic songs in the past, and they sound awesome, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
Right.
Wait, one last question before Fatter Whack. Living or dead, is there anybody, any artist of any kind that you'd really like to do a song or album or anything kind of like that with?
Say it again now. One more. If we could do a song with anybody, who would it be, more or less?
Yes.
Yes.
Dead
or alive.
Oh, dead or alive. Oh, shit. All right. Well, fuck. That's hard to say. There's been talks. I don't know how serious it would be, because Monoxide is a big fan of E-40. So we've been kicking around the idea of possibly getting him to do a track with us for a new Twisted album.
Fresh.
I don't know, you know what I mean? I think it would be the shit to work with a lot of the newer rock and roll fuckers that are out there, you know what I mean? The fuckers from Linkin Park.
Yeah.
They all sound the same, they all wear fucking hats backwards, right?
Right.
I don't know, no. Linkin Park would be the shit. That one kid can rap, he's pretty fresh. And that other kid, Chester, he screams his fucking head off, so they're pretty dope.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they don't like to say the shit that they like because they think it's not cool to like that or whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, fuck, whatever. If I don't like it, I don't like it.
Right. Me too. Same way.
Right. So I don't know. It's kind of hard. You know what I mean? It's like, if I was to do a song, I don't know, as far as a dead person, I'd probably dig
Blaze.
Up Cobain. Make him put on his dirty, shitty, pissy sweater and fucking have him sing a song for me.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Fatter Whack.
Memories and Melodies.
The Music Store.
Memories and Melodies?
The Music Store.
Memories. Is that, that's called Melodies and Memories, right?
Right.
Yeah. Whack!
Yeah!
Mike Tyson, Fatter Whack.
Say it again?
Mike Tyson, the boxer.
Mike Tyson, Fatter Whack. He bit some guy's ear off in the ring, so he's... Whack! I think that's whack. He's not a fucking boxer. The fucking, if that's the case, then fucking duct tape his wrists and his ankles and lay him in a ring and let him fucking maul each other from the neck.
That's right.
That's a fucking match. Then he'll be the champion of that, but he sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Candy Apple Fago, Fatter Whack.
Whack!
What?
It's whack strictly for the fact that motherfucking Insane Clown Cherry Soda.
That's right.
Did not win because of old fucking faggy grandma apples. Fago, that sucks ass. And it looks like it's drawn the label with a fucking crayon, and the ICP fucking Fago packaging,
that
as well
right.
as taste, was far superior to any fucking flavor you've ever seen.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
Alright.
Killing people, Fatter Whack.
Right.
I'm choking to death, first of all, and I'm thinking, I'm pondering.
Alright, man.
I'm gonna say whack.
Alright.
Okay, and the reason I'm gonna say whack is because of one thing. If my juggalos went out and killed somebody, then my juggalos are gonna be fucking put in jail.
That's right.
Juggalos are gonna spend a hell eternally in jail for doing something stupid. Now,
right.
Beating the shit out of somebody, I'm gonna say, is bad!
Yeah! Knowing it.
But leave the killing to the professional motherfucking Twisted Serial Killers motherfuckers.
That's right.
That's what I'm gonna say.
That's right.
Michael Jackson's Return to Music, Fat or Whack?
Oh, shit. Michael Jackson's Return to Music, Fat or Whack. Blaze, you say first, then I'll say.
You know what? I'm going to say...
I think Blaze said whack.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fat only for the flavor ninja aspects. One, he's a walking corpse.
Yes.
Okay? It looks like his face was made of silly putty.
That's
right. Alone is fresh. B, the fact that he still got love for music, and no matter how gay or how stale he is, he refuses to stop making music. Even if people don't buy it. Michael Jackson, he's got his own fucking Disney park where he molests kids all day long.
Yeah. All right, now we got a game of, like, pick one, all right?
All right.
Michael Myers or Jason?
Michael Myers or Jason. I'm going to have to go with Michael Myers, the shape. He is the fucking shit.
All right. Adam West or Michael Keaton?
Adam West or Michael Keaton? Adam West, hands down. Michael Keaton is Mr. Mom, and he sucks.
Right.
Simpsons or South Park?
Simpsons or South Park? That's a tough one. South Park, obviously, because they swear, or even they bleep it out to simulate swearing, which is the shit, because it leaves it to the imagination of what he said.
Okay.
Fat!
Whorehouses or haunted houses?
Haunted houses.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
No fucking a haunted house, but in a whorehouse you can't see a ghost. Fuck yeah.
Destrov or Crimson Guard from the G.I. Joes?
Destro or Crimson Guard?
Yup.
I'm going to have to go with the Crimson Guard because they're a team just like me and Monoxide. When you hit one, the other one feels its pain.
Yeah.
It's that fucking brotherly love, motherfucker.
What about Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Fuck yeah.
Star Trek is a shit only because Captain Kirk fucks everything that has a pussy.
Cosmic pimping, man.
A big fucking ninja's named Chewbacca.
Yeah,
that's high. That's what I think. Fresh ass leather. Gene Vest.
This is the last question for the Faygo loving juggalos who want to know, what is your favorite fucking flavor of Faygo?
Of all time.
What is my favorite flavor of Faygo of all time?
And Blaze's.
Alright, well, and Blaze's first. I'll let Blaze say first. What's your favorite flavor of Faygo of all time? Alright, now I've been through a couple different ones, but you know what? I'm going to fucking go with Rock and Rye.
Yeah, classic.
That is my favorite Faygo flavor. I have been known to choose like fuck Red Pop sometimes, but I like Rock and Rye.
Hell yeah.
My shit.
Knowing it.
Alright, it's fucking Mad Roxy.
What's your favorite flavor?
I would say it's a toss up because, and this solidifies that I was a juggalo even back in the days when I was 5 and 6 years old because my fucking grandma used to make me fucking Faygo floats with like 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream with Rock and Rye and or cream soda.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the old school, on motherfuckers, and that was my shit. And my present day favorite is peach because I like peaches.
That's right.
Because they smell like girls, and I like that shit.
You like that shit, for real.
And if you put some rum in or some vodka and some peach Faygo, that's a real good drink.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. That's my favorite, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Well, thanks for taking some time off from your busy schedule to chill with us and do an interview.
Word.
Before we let you go, would you like to spit out any props or shout-outs?
Yes, I would. Are you recording?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I would like to say thank you to FaygoLovers.com.
Yeah.
In the time to do a motherfucking interview with me.
Yup.
We're all juggalos, and we all got busy schedules, so word up to that.
Yeah.
Say what's up to Psychopathic Records. My family, Violent J, Shaggy 2 Dope, Monoxide, Blaze Your Dead Homie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody up at Psychopathic Records, the Dark Lotus family, and each and every motherfucking juggalo worldwide, dead or alive, that runs with a hatchet on the daily. I ain't got none but love for you.
Got none but love.
Yup.
Okay, well, we're going to let you go.
All right.
Much clown love, man.
Hey, same to you, man. Peace.
Amen.